This recording, Arkansas 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Petty was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Star, near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, at Doctor's Hospital. I remember when I was 2 or 3 years old, I had to take a nap, as I did every day. And I'd go to bed with my sister. We both slept in the same room. And before that, I'd pulled a wagon up to my window. And my mother put us to bed. I opened the window and crawled out onto the wagon and went playing. I played for 2 or 3 hours before my mother finally figured out I was outside, and she ran out to get me. I ran and hid in a cotton field. My hair was bleach blonde, and they couldn't find me. I stood out there, and I could see them, but they couldn't see me, until my mother told me there's a big snake out in the cotton field, so I came running out of the cotton field, and she caught me. I remember another incident. I'd always climb trees when I was a little kid. It was like 3, 4, 5 years old. And I climbed an oak tree, I believe it was, way up to the top. My mother was 7 months pregnant with my brother, and she said it was the last time that she was coming to get me, because the day before that she climbed up the tree to get me and she fell out and hurt herself. And it was probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon when she found me up in the tree, and my dad didn't get off till about 7. So she told me I had to stay in the tree the whole time. And I started to fall asleep. But she couldn't climb up the tree. She had to stay out there with me. And she used a fishing pole. And she'd hit the branches with it and try to keep me awake, so I wouldn't fall out of the tree. And when my dad got home, I'll never forget that day.